I'm Dan Klefstad. In the worst-case scenario, Illinois will be far short of the ventilators, hospital beds, and ICU spaces for expected COVID-19 cases. That's what Governor J.B. Pritzker told reporters at his daily briefing Tuesday. Right now, the state has about 26,000 hospital beds. In 2 weeks, by some projections, the state could be short more than double that number and in need of thousands more ventilators. Pritzker said he hopes that number needed will be far lower.
There has been some talk over the last 24 hours by some about who this nation might be willing to sacrifice to COVID-19 for the sake of our economic interests. Well, in case there's any doubt in your minds, I'm not willing to sacrifice anyone.
There are more than 1,500 cases in Illinois, with 16 deaths. Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker says the state is increasing testing for the coronavirus. The goal is to run 4,300 tests per day within the next 2 weeks by engaging mobile units and more private and hospital labs. But the governor cautions that still won't be enough to provide an accurate picture. Hospitals currently are able to meet the needs of coronavirus patients, but Pritzker says they are also deploying triage tents and looking to reopen old hospitals to make space for more patients. A business that won acclaim for its whiskey is joining the response to the COVID-19 outbreak. Brian O'Keefe has more.
The DeKalb-based Whiskey Acres Distilling is joining several distilleries around the state and doing its part to respond to COVID-19. The distillery got federal approval last week to use its still to produce hand sanitizer. Jamie Walter is one of the owners of Whiskey Acres. He says making the alcohol-based product won't be a problem.
The big thing is the bottling. The packaging of this is tricky because there's very few bottles out there, and everything that we do is going to have to be done by hand because we don't have any of the equipment that would be needed to run this on a mechanized system.
Walter says Whiskey Acres should be able to produce 25 gallons a week. The majority of the sanitizer has been pledged to the Northwestern University hospitals across northern Illinois. I'm Brian O'Keefe.
I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Illinois Department of Public Health is announcing each day new cases of COVID-19 across the state. In yesterday's daily briefing, Governor J.B. Pritzker said the state's testing labs, including the one in Carbondale, are conducting roughly 2,000 tests a day, but he hopes to expand that number.
Labs at places like North Shore Hospital and Southern Illinois University are expanding their capacity with additional equipment and supplies, with an expected additional capacity of 2,805 daily tests in 2 weeks. That will bring our in-state testing to more than 4,300 per day.
Governor Pritzker says he hopes to continue working with the federal government to get more personal protective equipment for the state, including 300 more ventilators and 3,000 masks. A Southern Illinois Fire Department is trying to make birthdays a bit brighter for some local residents. WSIU's Brad Palmer has more.
The Anna Fire and Rescue Department is offering to send a fire truck with its lights on to help local residents celebrate their birthdays during the shelter-at-home order. Public Information Officer Scott Bennett says the timing worked out because their new firefighters need to complete their driver training requirement.
It wouldn't hurt if we knew somebody had a birthday. Kid, you know, his party had been canceled. We could just drive by, turn the lights on, wave at him, you know, and let him know that, hey, we understand your birthday party may have got canceled, but, you know, just maybe bring a little bit of sunshine to the day.
Bennett says they've already done a handful of birthday drive-by celebrations and have two more scheduled this week. Those wanting their own birthday celebration should send a message on the Anna Fire and Rescue Department's Facebook page. I'm Brad Palmer.
Among the closures that are being impacted and affected by COVID-19, all developed campgrounds and restrooms managed by the Shawnee National Forest are now closed indefinitely. That includes Johnson Creek Campground in Jackson County, the Pine Hills Campground in Union County, Camp Katie's Campground in Hardin County, the Faro Campground at Garden of the Gods in Saline County, Pine Ridge Campground at Pounds Hollow in Gallatin County, and the Tower Rock Campground in Hardin County. Visitors are encouraged to contact ranger districts for more information. I'm Jennifer Fuller.